Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, March 16th, 2018. Today is World Sleep Day, intended to be a celebration of sleep and a call to action on important issues related to sleep, including medicine and education, and aims to lessen the burden of sleep problems on society through better prevention and management of sleep disorders. As reported by the Berliner Morgenpost and RBB on Thursday, from the year 2020, Berlin's anti-terror investigators are to work together at a new location in Tempelhof. The Special Task Force SEK, the Mobile Command MEK, and the Department for Combating Islamic Terrorism are to move into the former Reichspost Central Office. A spokesman for the Interior Administration confirmed the plans and explained that bringing the forces together in one place was tactfully meaningful, drawing its conclusions from the experience of the 2016 Christmas market terror attack, in which the assassin Anis Amri killed 12 people. According to the Internal Administration, the MEK and SEK of the State Criminal Police Office already have the task of preventing and coping with terrorist attacks. At the Police Academy, there are also seminars for police officers and managers on attacks and life-threatening situations. From the point of view of the Internal Administration, a terror warning level system is currently not necessary in Berlin. There are, however, talks for additional distribution channels to inform residents of dangerous situations. SPD Member of Parliament Tom Schreiber had suggested that digital information and advertising spaces should also be provided with terror alert information. According to the Verdi Trade Union Secretary Dieter Korte, at least 8 Berlin swimming pools and spas took part in a warning strike yesterday. The union had hoped for a total of 100 participants in the strike, that is half of all employees of Berlin's bathing establishments. In the current collective bargaining at the federal and municipal level, Verdi is calling for a 6% increase in wages. The employers have so far rejected this. The second round of wage negotiations on Monday and Tuesday was unsuccessful. According to spokesman Korte, a third round of negotiations is planned for April. If the swimming pool operators have not submitted an offer by then, there will be another strike. Korte stated that if wages aren't raised, more and more skilled personnel will go to other companies, simply for more pay. With images from a surveillance camera, the Berlin Criminal Investigation Department is looking for several men who broke into the workshop of a construction company in Reinickendorf several times on Sunday, November 26, 2017. One of the burglars broke open a window of the building in Residenzstrasse, stole various tools, and handed them out to his accomplice through the window, then fled in an unknown direction. A high degree of property damage did occur. Criminal investigation is asking that anyone with information on the perpetrators or the burglary to contact the authorities. Surveillance images and contact information can be found in our show notes. Berlin SPD members of parliament want to restrict fireworks on New Year's Eve in the city center by introducing a motion which demands that firecrackers and rockets may only be detonated in certain areas. SPD faction leader Jörg Schröder justified the potential change with, among other things, the experiences of last New Year's Eve when Berlin police officers and firefighters were attacked with fireworks. Schröder said that the, quote, warlike conditions in parts of the city center cannot be allowed to continue. In many German cities, such as Rothenburg ob der Tauber and the inner cities of Bremen, Dusseldorf, and Göttingen, New Year's Eve citizens also have to forego rocket and firecracker firings. The reason for the prohibition are the historical town centers with narrow houses. On Sylt and elsewhere, the ban was imposed because of thatched roof houses. Another argument against uninhibited firecrackers and rockets is air pollution. According to the Federal Environment Agency, the particulate matter pollution in Berlin after New Year's Eve is enormous. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. Also, find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.